Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with San Francisco artist Bruce Conner, conducted by Paul Carlstrom, and UCLA graduate student Serge Guilbeault on March 29, 1974, in San Francisco.
Very negative.
Oh, yeah?
I had a show when my ulcerative colitis arrived in 1967.
You were
at
over
the gallery.
There.
No, I didn't go over there.
No, you did.
But my most successful show as far as sales was in Paris at the Gallery J, Janine de Goldschmidt. And she sold 13 pieces.
Yeah.
And she sent $350 to Charles Allen. She wouldn't pay anything more. We had to go to court. 4 years later, we got the money. In the meantime, you know, we had to pay for a lawyer. And she took her percentage off the top. And we paid the lawyer. I paid the lawyer. And the Allen Gallery took their percentage. And I ended up with about 25% practically, you know.
How was it resolved? Did you win the case? Or?
Yeah. You know, all she paid was exactly how much she owed. And she didn't pay the court costs.
Well, so obviously this means that your work is in French or European collections.
In French hands.
In French hands.
I've never met her. It may be a very interesting meeting.
When was it? Was it in the 60s or now?
66. But all of those collages and assemblages I stopped doing in 1964, 10 years ago.
You started doing the movies after that, or you were doing movies before too?
No, I started movies 1957.
Mm-hmm. When was Cosmic Ray?
1960 to 61. I shot it here in San Francisco and edited it here and also down in Mexico when I was living in Mexico.
Mexico.
I moved to Mexico. Let's see, I think it must have been the end of 61. Maybe it was then.
Mm-hmm.
End of 61.
Didn't you say that you had just seen Cosmic Ray recently in L.A.? Was it at UCLA?
Cirrus Gallery.
Cirrus Gallery?
Mm-hmm. Oh, three-screen version? I was there. Trying to projectors.
I didn't see it.
It's the only time I've ever seen it on three screens.
I saw it.
It was good. It was really good. It was interesting. The room is really nice, and it was really a good atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I think that was really good.
Kurt von Meyer, when he was teaching at UCLA, showed it to a packed house. I might add, probably with Rock and Roll Company. But
I got a call from a guy named Kipper, Library of Congress.
I don't
archives.
Know.
Whatever they are, they want to get
separate
negatives of my films for preservation.
Oh, great. I hope you're going to do it.
I told them I would. They said they hadn't gotten the money for it yet. But it's a project they're going to try to raise the money for.
Now, is that the Library of Congress, or was it the photo division of the Smithsonian?
Library of Congress.
It was Library of
Congress. Can you start to talk about the beginning?
The beginning?
Some kind of, I would be interested in your reaction, your relation between the San Francisco art scene and Los Angeles scene when you start to work.
Well, I didn't know anything about Los Angeles art scene. As far as I knew, it didn't exist.
And this was
1957, I moved to San Francisco. Got married, got on the airplane, flew to San Francisco.
They're
moved in a block away from where Michael McClure lived, a friend of mine. He and I both went to school in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, really? He has a new play going, I think it's going right now.
You gotta see it before
Gorf or something?
Yeah, gotta see it.
Is it still going? Okay.